Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
We'll throw up, nannies, we'll loot and holler, and raise almighty cake. We'll throw up.
Join us. You're just in time for the Hootenanny.
Broadcasting live at Sanderson Ford for the 61st annual Hootenanny sale.
If that doesn't put a tap in your toe and a smile on your face, nothing will. Hey. That was great. That was Maddie, Ronell, Aspen, and Bree. And that little lead violin you heard is Aspen, and she's eight?
Seven.
Man, oh man. She was lighting those strings up. That's great, girls. That's the Arizona Wildflowers family from Casa Grande. Drove up this morning to join us at our live broadcast at Sanderson Ford. These are some friends that Jennifer found. Where did you find these girls?
You know, I think Susan, our rep in Tucson, passed them our way, and I had no idea how wonderfully accomplished they are. They've won all kinds of awards, all kinds of competitions. They perform in public almost every weekend, and they're just a delight to be with. The family has seven children. Two of them are moved out. We've got the four that are playing and a little four-year-old who's going to join us, make his debut today, and a two-year-old. And waits to be seen if they're going to all be musicians, but it only stands to get better. They're so young and they're so accomplished
already. They'll be playing on the Sanderson Ford stage here next to the showroom to celebrate the Hootenanny 64th anniversary sale.
They're playing for 2 hours from 11 till 1. They'll also have free hot dogs during that time. And until that time, 9 until 11, we have a number of items to give away for any of our listeners that stop by the Rosie on the House promotion booth here at Sanderson Ford. We're on the north side of the show. We have Arizona Highways calendars. We've got the Arizona Highways camping guide, their official fishing guide. We've got Arizona State Parks passes. We've got a signed copy of Boots and Burgers by Arizona's Roger Naylor, Arizona Handbook for Hungry Hikers, and we have D-back suite tickets. We'll be giving them out in five sets of two. So we'll take five couples to the Arizona Diamondbacks in the KTAR suite on May 9th. So those that you have to stop by and ask for those, come up to the booth. We've got Lance here. We've got Joanna here. Just come up and say, hey, we're D-backs fans and we're looking to go. And if you have car buying on your to-do this weekend, you can just grab any local paper and flip to the back or the front.
Yeah.
And it's got the list of all the Hootenanny sale offerings that are happening here at Sanderson Ford today. Ford Explorers for under $28,000, $10,000 off Expeditions. F-150s, 0% interest for 72 months. I mean, the list goes on and on. If you're looking for a vehicle, it should be a Ford vehicle.
Yeah,
and if you're looking for a Ford vehicle, it should be Sanderson Ford. And there's nowhere in the state of Arizona you couldn't get to Sanderson Ford today before they close and drive away in your brand new whatever fill in the blank Ford.
This will be the funnest day to buy a new car, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. If you get here by 11, you get to hear the Arizona Wildflowers that you heard performing at the beginning of the segment. But that's not the only thing that's happened in Glendale this week. There is...
What you got?
Okay. Follow me here.
Okay.
The Arizona Water Association has an annual conference, and they've been doing it for years. But new to it is a new event called Hydrant Hysteria, where municipalities like practice assembling fire hydrants. You know, I didn't realize it, but it's the cities that are responsible for keeping those up. So if there ever is a need for the fire department to come on site, they've got an operating fire hydrant that's working. Well, the fire department doesn't maintain those. It's the city that maintains the hydrants, and they've put together this Hydrant Hysteria. And the city of Glendale, led by the coach Tony Layton, who is the water service senior technician, you get a coach and you get two actual contestants that are putting it together, Carlos Venezuela and James Buddy Naples, put together a fire hydrant which consists of about 45 parts and about 10 different tools and 1 minute and 21 seconds.
No way.
And they are now going to be attending the National Hydrant Hysteria in Denver in June. So we'll have an update on how our Glendale boys do it, the National Hydrant Hysteria.
That'd be a sight to behold.
I wonder if you get a plaque for that. You like,
gotta
the
get
city
something.
Get a plaque hang up for that. We're the Hydrant Hysteria champions.
It might be a water meter and a dog. A water hydrant and a dog. I don't know. And we've got a lot of follow-up to do on a lot of questions we've gotten in all week long. And we're taking your calls here on home improvement, home remodeling, and home maintenance. Now, with all those things we're giving away, Romy, did you also know Neil Schrock said we could give away the car they gave him when he retired?
He looks kind of surprised by it. Oh, you hurt his heart.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, one of the questions we've got this week was from someone that's interested in solar, and they're wondering, with all the manipulation of rates from the utility companies, is it still worth it to look at solar? In particular, this question focuses specifically on solar water heating. And I can tell you that looking at solar as a photovoltaic power supply at your house becomes fairly complicated. But there's hardly a house in Arizona that solar water heating doesn't make sense. Virtually every home should have a solar water heater at the very least. So if you're contemplating solar, you'll need to get with a trustworthy installation contractor and have them take a look at what they can do for you for photovoltaic installing power to your house. But don't stop there. Take a look at the water heating. It will pay for itself virtually every time on the great majority of homes throughout Arizona. It's one place solar does give you a fairly quick return on investment. So that's my piece when it comes to solar water heating.
And if you'd like to ask your question, you can call 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923. You can also text to 411-923 during the broadcast. If you've got questions, we'll field them and take calls. We've got a great topic coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, quartz versus granite. But when we're out on location, you got to go with the flow. And sometimes the flow brings in heavy hitters like Tim.
Well, I'm heavy, that's for sure. Yeah, it's good to be here. It's good to see you, sir. Rosie, God bless you, man. Thank God you're here.
Well, amen.
I'm glad you're amongst the breathing here. Yeah. It's what a story, but it's great to see you in person and know you're doing okay.
Well, a lot of scary moments, but really, Tim, the scariest thing was I never saw a bright light.
Oh, really? Well, that's kind of concerning.
It just wasn't his time. Yeah. Yeah.
Are your dues all paid up? Did you check your registration? Do you have to have the right password?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'll be it. We won't get into heaven because we don't have the right login.
I'm a seeker at a new level.
I tell you what. You know what? I was listening to John in the last hour, and I thought, Rosie, you are a human manifestation of Bermuda grass. We just can't kill you. It's funnier now that you're here, right?
Well, I heard the doctors. I was on my back, kind of half conscious, and I heard the doctors tell Jennifer, "Well, you better call the kids and the grandkids. We've done all we can do."
You heard them say that, really?
And so that's when I decided to wake up.
That's it. That's good for you.
That's
stubborn guy. Yeah.
For any of our listeners that haven't found it, or are in a different market in Tucson, this is Tim Hattrick.
Yeah.
Tim Ben and Brooke on KNIX in the morning. So my daughter, there's only a few stations I'll let her play on the way to the bus stop.
Oh, good.
Then she can pick when she gets on the bus. They've got their own music they listen to. But we often get to the bus stop as y'all are talking about the confession session that's coming up.
So. Yeah. We try to keep it family friendly, and that's always a great compliment when people say they listen with their kids in the car. So, yeah.
And we had we'd think everyone just knew this, but we had our Jen in our office looked at me this week, and she goes, "What are you talking about? Tim Hattrick is going to be there." She's like, "Wait, you mean that's the same Tim from Tim and Willie?" I'm like,
"That's right.
How did you not know this?" But I guess maybe she's just young enough that didn't all connect. You've been KNIX, Camel,
yep.
KRDE, and now back at KNIX.
Exactly. It's been, I tell people I haven't had a good radio career. I've had about five of them. But a long time ago, it was about 30 years with the Tim and Willie show. In fact, we started in Tucson. We loved it down there.
Yeah.
And did our own little statewide network for a little while. And then Willie decided to hang up his headphones. He's doing great. He lives in Prescott, and he golfs every day. He says every day is a Saturday. I'm like kind of jealous about that. But
I was just about to say, so you just told me he lived better than you did.
He does live better than me. It's funny, when I was about to go back on KNIX and I was going to have two new partners, Ben Campbell and Brooke Hoover, I said, I felt the need to call him and ask him if he was okay with that. Kind of like an ex-husband might call his ex-wife, you know, say, "I'm getting remarried, are you cool?" And he was like, "I'm fine with that." He goes, "By the way, I just got another hole-in-one." I'm like, "Willie, wait a minute. You got a second hole-in-one?" He goes, "No, it's my third." So I hung up on it.
Holy cow.
Well, thanks for coming down. We'll have Tim. What's your schedule here? You can hang on for another break.
I'm here for the Hootenanny, man. Are you kidding? I wanted to get here before the crowd, so I'm going to check out all these great. I'm driving away today with a brand new Sanderson Ford.
There you go.
Right.
You
know what else? Somebody who comes down here
Neil?
For the Hootenanny. If you come down here today while we're here, Ben's going to be here a little later, sometime between 11 and 1, somebody is going to drive away with a brand new Sanderson Ford. Of course, you have to buy it. They will sell it to you, but they'll make you a good deal on it.
And I tell you what, have you seen the deals? If you grab the paper, just fold over to the back, they've got Ford Focuses for under $14,000.
Yeah.
They've got Ford Fusions for under $19,000, as well as Ford Escapes. Ford Explorers for under $30,000 at $27,900. You've got Ford Expeditions, $10,000 off the Ford Expeditions. And then these F-150s, they've got 0% financing for 72 months. That's today for the Hootenanny sale. 64 years in the making to bring us where we are today.
And the Arizona Wildflowers? I was listening to them driving in thinking, that reminds me of the first time I saw the Dixie Chicks. Really does.
Yeah.
I did.
There are more of them, the Wildflowers, and they're a little cuter than the Dixie Chicks
were. A little sweeter, too, I mean.
Yeah, sweeter. Yeah.
They are nice.
Better behaved.
Better behaved, right. Yeah.
And that's all here at Sanderson Ford. They'll be playing at 11 o'clock. And if car buying's on your to-do this weekend, it's got to be today at the Hootenanny sale because Sanderson Ford never opened on Sunday. 51st Avenue, south of Glendale Avenue at Maryland Avenue. You can come in off the back on Grand Avenue as well.
You're going to see a lot of these Rangers on the road.
They're cool.
That's a good
probably going to be my next one.
Man.
I think I'll go from the F-150 to the Ranger for the gas mileage for my daily commute.